Sunday evening, around 4 o'clock, a power outage cut electricity to Kangiganak.
The generators in town kept going on and off, and the lights kept flickering. For a while, there was no power.
Scott Hill is the Kangiganak Tribal Police Officer.
And then, all of a sudden, I hear on the VRVHF, there's a house fire, there's a house fire.
Ruth Kozalshaysky and her 13-year-old son lived in the house. When the power went out, Ruth was getting ready to make dinner. Unable to cook, she and her son hopped on their four-wheeler to go to the store.
The lights turned back on. I was going to buy the tissue, and then I got a call that my house was smoking. I went up. It was in flames.
Volunteer firefighters and community members raced to the scene with VPO Scott Hill.
Most of the young men and pretty much anyone that thought they could help, they helped.
The first thing they did was remove the fuel tank from the side of the house. Then they started dousing the flames.
We all had water buckets, you know, 5-gallon buckets, 3-gallon buckets, 2-gallon buckets. Anything helped, you know, from small ponds and puddles that were muddy, but it was still okay.
Meanwhile, a crew stretched a hose more than 1,000 feet from a tundra lake to the house, but the trailer holding the pump got a flat. A four-wheeler carried the hose the rest of the way. Ruth says the whole time she couldn't do anything but stand there. And what was going through your mind when you were watching that?
Where are we going to stay? What's going to happen? We don't have clothes. All our clothes are in there. And I don't know so much. I got to apply for Social Security, my birth certificate now.
The blaze grew enormous.
The flames were coming out of the windows and the door mostly. And from there on, it just kept on getting bigger and bigger. People from Quinahog said they could see the smoke.
The responders dunked their shirts in water and kept throwing buckets of water on the flames. The community has helmets and gloves for fire crews, but no suits. Scott says the equipment is old and not often maintained. When the hose finally arrived, the crew put out the fire in 15 minutes. They tended to the smoldering debris for several hours. Ruth and her son lost everything they owned. Most of the house no longer exists.
I'm still in shock. Nothing. I know I have my job, though. I still have my job. But I don't know what we're going to do.
Ruth works with AVCP Construction. She and her son are staying with neighbors, but she doesn't know how long she'll be welcomed. There were no reports of injuries. Ruth is collecting clothing donations. For mailing information and clothing sizes, visit kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.